gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing grace. Father God, thank you for your love. And Holy Spirit, thank you for your fellowship and your communion. It's the Father, the Son, and it's the Holy Ghost. And we thank you that we can come together as your people, as your children, and humble ourselves under your mighty hand, my Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and just allow y'all to do what y'all do best. And that's worth fulfilling the will of the Father in all our lives. So, Father, we count it an honor and a privilege that you would summon us into your very presence. Like we always say, pass the gates of thanksgiving. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. Pass the course of praise. And if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. So we come past that because we thank you. We thank you, 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 we thank you. And we praise your holy name because you're so worthy. So we come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past this radio broadcast, past my voice, past the message, past what I say. Pass our church services, pass everything, Father. We come all the way into your very presence. For you have pointed unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, signifying, Lord, that we can come boldly to your throne, Father, your throne of grace, and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The way have been made through your Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father, we do not frustrate the grace of God. We do that. We do just like what you said. You summons us into your presence, so we come boldly. And we come boldly for this purpose, Father, so that we might commune with you, that we might fellowship with you, that we might know you much more than we do, that we might serve you much more than we do, that we may obey you much more than we do, that we may love you, Father, much more than we do. So, Father, as we humbly humble ourselves under your mighty hand and under the ministry of your Holy Spirit, we would ask, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts today. Hallelujah. And that you would minister to everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Father, that they not only hear what you say through me, but that what your Holy Spirit say to them about what you say through me. Therefore, we humble ourselves under the ministry of the Holy Spirit that's at work in the earth today. And we say, Holy Spirit, you can have your way in this broadcast today. You lead us and you guide us into all the truths of God's word, the reality of God's word. Not just to know the word, but to walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. So we humble ourselves unto you, and we say, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, as we incline our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in this hour. And as in always, Father, we give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise for edifying us, building us up, reproving us, rebuking us, chastising us, correcting us, Father. Everything that you had to do, your kingdom come in our lives, and your will be done in our lives. Here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Now give us this day everything that we have need of to help you accomplish that in all of our lives. And we'll continue to give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Yeah, I say it again. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. You're going to always hear me say that, because, boy, I'm talking about that. God wants that to get past our intellect, past just our hearing, boy, all the way down into our hearts, into our spirits, until we know that we know that we know that we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that because of God's love for us and what he done for us and how he created us, boy, we've been made unto our God kings and priests. And boy, we shall reign on the earth forever and ever and ever. And in order to do that, it takes a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. And boy, that's where we are. And boy, God wants us to know that. So every time I come on this radio broadcast, you're going to hear me say that. In fact, I take this opportunity right now, even if I'm not in your presence, but here where I am right now, I take this opportunity to bow my head before every last one of you who are under the sound of my voice. It's just diplomatic courtesy that whenever, boy, you come to serve kings and queens, it's just diplomatic courtesy that you bow before them. That's how it is in the kingdom. You know, you bow before the kings. The Bible says because of what Jesus Christ done for us in the book of Revelation chapter 5, hey, because of what Jesus Christ done for us, well, God made us kings and priests. That's not only just religious in our priesthood, but he also, boy, made us rulers too. Rulers over a territory. Not one another. Rulers over a territory. The territory that he made us rulers over is our territory. What is that? That's our earth, our life. Our own self. Well, the best government of all is self-government. Well, when we can learn how to govern ourselves. That's how important the gospel of the kingdom is, because that's what it's about. It's about the governing influence of a king over a territory. And a territory that is not only the earth, this physical earth, but the territory is us, our lives. And impacting it with his will and his intent and his desire and his purpose. I'm going to say that again. Listen, you got to listen to this carefully. It's the governing influence of a king. The king that we're talking about, boy, is the King of Kings, the Most High God. It's the governing influence of God over territory. And the territory is not just this physical earth, but first and foremost, us, each one of us. Because these bodies that we live in, they come from the earth. It's a part of the territory, and he lives on the inside of us. So he wants his will to be done in earth first, and then manifest itself on earth. So we that territory. And boy, whenever his governing influence have power, control, and influence over whatever place that is, that's the kingdom of God. And when he have power, control, and influence in our life, then hallelujah, then the kingdom of heaven can begin to be manifested in our lives, little by little by little. We don't reach the fullness of it in this life. But what I always tell you on this radio broadcast, the kingdom of heaven is not just in the sweet by and by. It's in the sweet by and by. I don't want y'all to ever misunderstand me. I ain't say anything. Hey, listen, there's a future kingdom, too, when it's all said and done, when the devil and the false prophet and all the antichrist and the demons and everything cast into the lake of fire and the new heaven and the new earth, and we all come down and we reign on the earth forever and ever and ever. Hey, boy, that's the kingdom of God in its fullness, Dean. No more devil there. That's the future kingdom. That's going to be. That's the destination. That's where we're headed. And in order to get there, boy, it's going to take the governing influence of God in our lives. The government, not just religion and not just our priesthood and not just our rituals and our ceremonies and our praise and our worship, you know, all that's inclusive in it, but that's a means to an end, what? To be able to get under the governing influence of the Most High God in our lives, impacting our lives with His will and His intent and His purpose and His desire for our life. And listen, this is what His will and intent and purpose and desire is for our lives. This is what you need to always know. This is His will. You want to know what the will of God is for our lives? Is that it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. That's the will of God. How do you think it is in heaven? Well, it's God's will that it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. And you know where that begin at? That don't begin on the earth. That begin within the earth. That begin on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Say that again, Arthur. That begin on the inside of us. Well, when Jesus Christ cleansed us from all our sins through His death, burial, and resurrection, boy, that enabled us, boy, to be candidates once again for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. Boy, that's the life of God. That's the power of God. That's the ability of God. That's the blessings of God, boy. When the Bible says God blessed them, boy, let me tell you something, boy, that's the greatest blessing there, boy, boy. He released on the inside of Adam and Eve the Holy Spirit. Well, that's the connection. That's the divine connection right there. Without Him, boy, there ain't no connection. You won't know nothing. All you have to know is just knowledge, sense knowledge that we get from our five sense reasoning. Listen, there's another kind of knowledge, boy, called revelation knowledge that's revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He the one that lead and got us into all our truth. We're not careful. We'll lean on our own understanding and our five sense knowledge reasonings. And even our interpretation of the Bible is from that realm. But let me tell you something, boy, it's spiritually discerned. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They come from a spirit. God is a spirit. It is a spirit, boy, and it's addressed to a spirit. It's written and spoken to a spirit. What spirit? Our spirit. Without the Holy Ghost, there's no connection and there's no revelation of that. But with the Holy Ghost, boy, that's why we say, boy, we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Holy Ghost. And that you don't hear just what I say, but you hear what the Holy Spirit say to you about what I say. And listen, let me just stop here for a minute and just exalt you in something. The very fact, man, that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and listen, boy, and you are as clean as you're ever going to be. That made you a candidate for the Holy Spirit. And the very fact that the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us is an indication, boy, that you are washed as white as snow. He don't come dwell in the unclean spirit. That's why He left, because Adam became an unholy vessel. He a holy spirit. He don't dwell in unholy vessels. The very fact that we receive the Holy Ghost and He dwell on the inside of us, that's an indication, boy, that you are washed as white as snow, that you've been made righteous, that you're not trying to get righteous, man. You are righteous. I told you, because of what God done for us. I'm talking about the governing influence of a king over his territory, what he's doing, impacting it with His will and His intent and His desire and His purpose. And His will and intent and desire and purpose, boy, that it be in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. Not that we have good church and good programs and everything else, boy, and then just keep going around and around in circles and our life changing and we ain't conforming to the image and likeness of the Most High God. And then that's the role of the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us into the reality of God's word. What are to lead it? Not just that we have head knowledge of it and sense knowledge of the word of God and can tell you what it's saying and everything else, in a lot of cases tell you what it means, but that we might operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says Jesus went through a divine process. He was born of the Spirit. Then, boy, he received the Spirit when he was 12 years old. Then he grew in the Spirit. And then, boy, when he got to about 30 years old, he got baptized in the Spirit. Then after that, he got filled with the Spirit. What do you mean he was born of the Spirit? His birth, which was natural, was also supernatural by the power of the Holy Ghost. So he was born of the Spirit. Then at 12 years old, boy, he received the Spirit. When he was up in the temple, boy, and they were looking for him, boy, and he was in there, boy, I'm talking about, boy, he received the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. As he was, boy, in there ministering to the people in the synagogue when they went to Jerusalem. Then the Bible says he left and went home with them, and he grew in the Spirit. He began to grow in the Spirit. Then about 30 years old, boy, he went down to the Jordan River and got baptized in the Spirit. That means, boy, I'm talking about, boy, cleansed. Then after he was baptized in the Spirit, the Bible says the Spirit descended down upon him like a dove. Then he was filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Then after being filled with the Spirit, after the end, the Bible says, then he was led of the Spirit. Where? Into the wilderness where he was tempted of the devil. And he put the devil under his feet. And after he put the devil on his feet, boy, and let the devil know that he didn't have no authority over him, that there was no sin in him, and death or nothing else couldn't touch him, then the Bible says after he put the devil on his feet and the devil flees from him, the Bible says then he returned in the power, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit. And from that time forward, he began to preach, hallelujah, publicly declare a message. What was the message that he was publicly declaring? That all of the kingdom of heaven is among you, is within your reach, is at hand. That's what at hand means. That's how close it is. That's how close to your reach it is. That's how close it is. It's right among us, boy. And let me tell you something, because that's what he bought. What he did, he began to speak then. He began to say. Boy, I'm talking about, boy, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And, boy, he began to say something. You know what he say? All of the repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. Lord. What do you say, God? What did he preach? Repent. What do you mean repent? That don't mean man stop sinning. Stopping sinning is inclusive in it, but that ain't what it means. Repent means to change your whole way of thinking about sinning and stopping sinning. Be willing to change your whole way of thinking about that. Instead of you doing everything that you can to stop sinning, boy, listen, change your way of thinking, boy, and let God clean you up from the inside out. Let God come in and wash you white as snow, boy, and you begin to awake to righteousness and sin less and less and less and less. What you saying? What you mean, Art? If you're not careful, you'll be trying to stop sinning so that you can become more righteous. Jesus, that's the religious way of doing it. Jesus say, change your way of thinking about that. And think this way, what? Awake to righteousness. In other words, man, you know, realize, boy, that you are already as righteous as you're ever going to be. And as you wake to righteousness, instead of trying to stop sinning, start trying to live righteous and practice that. And the more righteousness you live, the less you'll sin. So my focus is not on trying to stop sinning. My focus is on men living righteous. Hallelujah. And the sin just dropping off day by day by day, little by little by little, as I'm conforming to the righteousness of God that I already am. And that's how you reign in life. If you don't know that you're the righteousness of God, then you're going to be condemned by this and that and everything else and feel unworthy, and you ain't going to be able to go boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in the time of need. But when you come to the knowledge that you are the righteousness of God already, that you've been made righteous. Now, what you talking about, boy? I'm talking about, boy, what the king doing, what he doing. That's the kingdom of God. You come preach, man, what God is doing. What God is doing, restoring his kingdom back up on this earth. He ain't going to start no religion. Hallelujah. Boy, Jesus is the most misunderstood person, boy, that ever lived, man. Especially in the Christian world. They think he's our religious leader. Man, he ain't come down here with no religion. He came down here with the governing influence of a king, the Most High God, over his territory, well, the earth. The earth still is the Lord. And impacting it with his will and his intent and his desire. Doing what? Impacting it. How is he doing that, boy? With his word. With his word. And listen at this. Not just the word that he spoke to the people, man, in the old covenant. He used that too. But boy, what he really using is his original word. Not, that's why I always tell you, you know, don't just listen to what I say. Listen, boy, incline your ears, hearkening to the voice. Boy, listen to what the Holy Spirit say to you about what I say. Because all I'm going to give you is the word of God. That's all that's going to come out of my mouth is the word of God. I might not show it to you or read it to you quickly out the Bible, but boy, everything come out of my mouth is the word of God. I tell you, man, I'm an ambassador of Christ. I don't have no sermons. I don't have no none of that. I represent the government. And the government that I represent, man, is the government of heaven, man. And in the government of heaven, boy, what the king say, that's what goes. And I discovered something, man, in a field. The field is all the literature, all the writings, all the teachings, all the sayings, everything about God, all the theology of God, from every point of view, is called a field. Everybody got an opinion about it. Christians, the Muslims, the Hindus, all these are just fields of theology. But I found a treasure that's hid in all that field. Hey, Lord. Glory to God. What's the treasure, Arthur Boy? Not what God spoke through the prophet, but what God spoke himself. His original words. His original words. That's the treasure that I found in the field. The Bible said it this way. Jesus said it this way. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that's hid in the field. But boy, when you find that treasure, it ain't hidden from us. It's hidden for us. And when you discover that treasure, well, you're going to sell everything you got, man. You come back and you buy the whole field. That don't mean you discard and throw everything out in the whole field, because it got some truth in all the different religions and everything else. But when you can consolidate all the truths of all those messages into what God is saying, then you'll know the truth. You don't just know what man said about God, but you know what God said himself. That's the treasure that's hid in the field. And listen, it ain't hidden from us. It's hidden for us. But how come a lot of people, man, ain't discovered that treasure? You know why? It's because, boy, they ain't asked for that treasure. They ain't seeking that treasure. They ain't going after that treasure. The Bible says, boy, that's why he said your number one priority ought to be seeking first. I'm talking about before anything. If that ain't your number one priority, then, man, that means God don't hold first place in your life. What's your number one priority? He said it. This ain't what I think. This ain't my opinion about nothing. Jesus said this here. He said, listen, boy, all the things that you're going out and everything else in life, man, to have a good life and a godly life and everything else, your Father know that you have need of all those things. But seek ye first. That's priority. It didn't say second, third, fourth. It says seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know what his righteousness is? His way of putting you in right standing with him. Not your righteousness. Not what you're doing to try to get in right standing with him, but what he did, man, to put you in right standing with him and getting in on that and growing in on that. And if you seek that first, you'll find that treasure. Why they ain't find that treasure? Because then most people don't even know about the treasure. And then the dumb ones who do know about the treasure, man, they ain't seeking it. And if they are seeking it, they ain't seeking it first. Then that got to be priority one. That's a primary law in the kingdom of God. Listen, let me read something to you. In the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. 1 second, and I'm going to turn there for you because I want to read this to you. And it's a part of, while I'm turning there, it's the part in the Word of God where Paul was saying, man, you know, oh, wretched man that I am. The things I want to do, boy, sometimes I find myself, man, doing things. In other words, let me just cut to the chase. Paul said, man, there's a seed of standard that God has set for my life. As I look at Jesus Christ and I see him, I see how I'm supposed to be, and then I look at my own life and see where I am, I see it, man, that I ain't reached the mark yet. But I got a ways to go, boy, because some things I want to do, I don't do, and things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. In other words, Paul was saying, man, you know, hey, I still got some issues. Even though more I'm a main character, man, and God, boy, doing what he's doing, man, but while I'm in this earthen vessel, boy, I still got some issues. I see, man, that there's sin is still warring in me. And I find myself doing the things I don't want to do. And the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who's going to deliver me, man, from this tug of war that's going on, boy? And, boy, then he went on to say, that's in Romans chapter 7. And then he went on to say, at the end of Romans, let me just read the end of Romans chapter 7. So I delight in the law of God in my inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then he go on to say, I thank God that through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. In other words, you say, boy, I still got some issues in my life. But one thing I'm doing, I'm pressing on toward the mark. And then they go on to say then, they say, because I'm pressing on, they say, there is therefore now no condemnation. Hallelujah. The word condemn, man, means to declare I'm not suitable for use. And what, boy, he is saying is, boy, because, man, Paul said it's because, well, I'm going to read it. It'll say it a little bit further down. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Glory to God. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sin for flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, so that the right, and did what? And condemned sin in the flesh. Notice what the first part of it said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. What the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law couldn't do because of the weakness of this old natural man, this old man, boy, God sends forth his son and the likeness of sin for flesh. And watch this here. Didn't condemn me. Didn't condemn you. Condemn sin. What condemned me? To declare I'm not suitable for use against you. So instead of allowing sin to condemn us, he came and condemned sin. He declares, instead of boy, sin declaring us not suitable for God to use us, Jesus Christ to come and condemn the sin. Declare the sin that's still in our life not suitable for you. Can't stop us, boy, from obtaining, boy, the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness and the love of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And condemn sin in the flesh. For what purpose? So that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's important right there. Why? Hey, listen, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It don't mean, boy, you can just go and do anything and live any kind of way. No, that's those who are walking, boy, who are pressing on toward the prize of the high calling. That's those who are in the kingdom of God, boy, who know who they are in Christ Jesus and realize, like Paul said, I ain't reached the mark yet, but one thing I do, baby, I keep on pressing on toward the prize of that high calling, glory to God, that's in Christ Jesus. What the high calling? What's the high calling? To be just like him. That's why I say, when I look and see, man, that my destiny is to be just like him, and I look at where I am, I see, boy, that I got a long ways to go, but I'm on the road, glory to God. And one thing I'm going to do, baby, I'm going to keep on pressing on, boy, toward the prize of that high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I'm going to keep on walking after, boy, this word that God is speaking into my life. I'm going to keep on seeking, boy, first the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God in my life. I'm going to keep on inclining my ears to the word of God, boy. I'm going to stay in the house, baby. I ain't going to just take the blood of the lamb, man, and sprinkle it on the doorposts of my house, and I'm not going to just roast the lamb and eat the lamb. You know, when God was getting ready to deliver the children of Israel, boy, out of Egypt, boy, he gave them specific instruction. He said, take a spotless lamb, hallelujah, and then cut his throat, boy, and drain the blood from there, slit his throat and drain the blood from there, and take that blood and put it on the mantle, the doorpost of your house. And, boy, when the death angel passed through and see that blood there, baby, he's going to pass over your house. Lord. That was God way back then, boy, destroying the power of death over their lives. And then he gave me, hey, listen, don't just, boy, accept Jesus Christ into your life, but take that and get washed in the blood of the lamb, but take that lamb and roast it and eat it. Glory to God. Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have no life in you. What are you talking about, listen? Now you got to take that word, boy, that I'm talking about, boy, this gospel of the kingdom that Jesus Christ come proclaiming and eat it, man. And meditating. Boy, Joshua said it this way. He said, hey, God told Joshua, you want to make your way prosperous and have good success and going over across the Jordan River into your inheritance, the promised land? Yeah. He said, don't let my word depart out of your mouth. Meditate in it day and night. Why? So that you can observe how to do according to what's written therein. Listen, before you can do according to what's written therein, you got to put the word of God in your mouth. You got to, man, be, you got to say, man, you got to get into God's word and know what God say, and then say what God say about you. And you got to meditate in it day and night. What they did, they ate the lamb. And then they followed the last instruction. And then go, and then Moses told them, and the Lord say, and stay in the house. Hallelujah. What do you mean stay in the house? Well, you got to stay in the word. You got to stay in the grace of God. You got to stay in the kingdom. You got to keep on keeping on, man. You got to keep on pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. When you fall, get up, man, dust yourself off, man, and keep on keeping on, man. And those of us, man, who fall and can't get up nor hurt yourself, those who see one taking a fall, restore them in the spirit of meekness, man. Instead of condemning them, man, and judging them and everything else, man, go and pick them up and edify them and strengthen them and build them up, man, and do the same thing that God do to us, to them. What you doing then, boy? You walking in another law there. That's the law of love. Right now, we're talking about the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. What's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus? Hey, boy, after he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost, then he starts talking. He starts speaking. He starts preaching. Preach means to publicly declare a message, to advertise. And what was he advertising, boy? He was advertising more, not himself. He was advertising, boy, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And all he said about himself was, I'm the way. I'm the way to what? I'm the way to your products. All your products that, boy, you have. All your blessings that you have. Boy, the destination that God set for your life. All that God has in store for you. All of the kingdom of heaven. The fulfillment of your purpose and destiny. I'm the way to that. Where that's at, boy? That's in heavenly places. That's in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Where that at? That's in heavenly places. Where that's at, boy? That's among us. And not only among us, boy, because of what Jesus Christ has done, and when you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, then it got even closer than just among us. It's on the inside of us. Now that it's on the inside of us, boy, what you got to do now is continue in this. Continue, boy, in the gospel of the kingdom, man. Continue seeking the kingdom of God. Continue seeking, man, what God say about your life. Because that's the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, what the king say. And Jesus said this here, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. I can do nothing of myself. My Father work and I work. What I see him do, that's what I do. What I hear him say, that's what I say. Me and my Father, we one. Total dependency, man, on the word of God and the spirit of God that was on the inside of him. To do what, Arthur? To bring manifestation to the word of God. Hey, Lord. What he was doing, boy, he coming in to reestablish, boy, the governing influence of the Most High God back up on this earth. The kingdom of God back up on this earth. And how was he doing that, boy? By bringing us back, man, and proclaiming unto us, boy, that which was from the beginning. Not just that what was in the beginning. Because see, in the beginning, man, you see Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and then after that, boy, all the way through the rest of the Bible, is, boy, the fall of mankind. And how God is dealing with mankind after they fall. So most of your focus, boy, even in the Christian world, in the religious world, is from Genesis chapter 3 all through the Bible. And boy, you don't know nothing about Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Because that's the original intent and plan and purpose and destiny that God set up on the earth. The devil don't ever want you to get the revelation to those two chapters right there. He don't ever want you to discover, boy, the original plan and purpose and destiny that God has for our lives. It's in those two chapters. And the only one that can listen, since knowledge came, you can't, the only one that can reveal that to you, boy, is the Holy Spirit. That's how important he is. That's why Jesus said, it's better for you that I go away. Because when I go away, I'm going to send you back the same spirit that was upon me. Same Holy Ghost that raised me from the dead. The same Holy Ghost that was upon me to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the poor and to heal a broken heart and to set the captives free and to set at liberty those who are bound and the recovering of sight to the blind and to proclaim to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl the year of Jubilee, the acceptable year of the Lord. All your debts canceled. Everything that you lost restored back to you. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim that and to reestablish that back upon the earth. And baby, he did that. And listen to what he said. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation. Why? Because the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. What's the law of sin and death? Boy, that's what Adam and them did in the garden. What they did, boy, they sinned. The word sin means to rebel against God. They rebel against the known will of God. They transgressed God's law. What God's law was? They transgressed what God said. God told them, don't eat off the tree, because if they do, they're going to surely die. They transgressed that law. They rebelled against that law. They declared independence. They committed high treason. They gave aid and support, boy, to God's enemy, the devil, and gave their authority and their dominion that God gave them over the earth, over to the devil, the enemy of God and mankind. They committed high treason. They rebelled against the known will of God. And the penalty for that was death. And I'm not just talking about physical death. I'm talking about the original death. They got separated, man, from the kingdom of God. The governing influence of God in our lives. Got separated from the presence of God. That's what the Garden of Eden represents, boy, heaven on earth. The atmosphere and environment that's in heaven. God set up that on a spot on the earth called the Garden of Eden. They lost all of that. The righteousness and the right standing that they had with God, where they was walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, he lost that. He lost his righteousness. Lost all of that. in the Holy Spirit. And he was on his own. What he did, boy, he declared independence from God. When he did that, he said, hey, listen, God, I can make it on my own. I can be a God myself. That's what he deceived him with. The devil said, if you eat out that tree, you're going to be just like God, knowing good and evil. A deception. Just like what he's doing today, deceiving you, deceiving mankind, deceiving all of us in any way he can through lack of knowledge. For even in all of that, man, let me tell you something. God so loved the world, boy, that he set up on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. I keep repeating this. That's what Jesus Christ come to bring back. He didn't come to bring back no religion. I told you that. He didn't come to make Christians and Baptists and Methodists and all the different denominations that we fall up under in there. There ain't nowhere in the Bible. He come to man to restore back to us our sonship, our ambassadorship, our kingship, our royal priesthood, who we really are, not servants of the Lord. I hear a lot of Christian people say that, man, we the servants of the Lord. Man, no, you're not. You're not no servant. You're a child of the Most High God that serves the Lord. You have a servant attitude, and you serve, but you're not a servant. If you're going to say I serve, say I'm a servant king. What you mean? I'm a king that serves, just like Jesus did. He was down here, boy, he's the king of kings. He was washing the disciples' feet. He was going around serving all the people, man, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. He's the king of kings, but he's serving the people. He wasn't no servant. He's a king that served. He's the son of God that served. That's what he come, boy, telling you, man, what, boy. See, because that's what they were saying, man, after the fall, because that's what they were, servants of the Lord. Why? Because they were separated from God. But because of what Jesus Christ done, boy, we've been adopted in, back into the royal family of the Most High God. No longer servants, but sons. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. That means you inherited, boy, God's most prized possession. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. What's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus? What Christ Jesus come down here saying? What he was preaching. You know what the devil don't ever want you to church to find out? He don't ever want you to read the Bible in the revelation, man, of the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. See, the majority of the knowledge that the church have of the gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ. But they don't know the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. That's two different things. If you're not careful, man, you'll be preoccupied with the gospel of Jesus at the expense of not coming to the knowledge of the gospel that he preached. And the gospel that he preached is what's been hid in the graveyard of religion. I don't think I'd be stretching it if I say it for the last 15 to 1800 years. But the church has been preaching more of the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that Jesus preached. Let me see if I can say it this way. We've been preaching, man, the door to the store instead of all the products that's in the store that belong to us, that's our inheritance. He was preaching. He was publicly declaring a message. What was the message that he was publicly declaring? About himself? No. They didn't even know nothing about him dying on the cross and all that till the end of his ministry. What was he advertising? He was advertising, boy, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. The product. What's that, boy? I'm talking about all the joy that you're ever going to need. Fullness of joy. What is that? In his presence is fullness of joy. What's the Garden of Eden? That's the presence of the Lord. What did Jesus Christ say? That's available to you. That's behind the door, boy. You can come boldly to the throne of God's grace. You can come hang out with God just like Adam and Eve was walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. You can come and hang out with him just the same way. And that's how you grow in the grace of God. You got to hang out, boy, with your source and your sustainer. But So Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, man, that cleans you up for that purpose, so that you can come on back into the presence of the Most High God. So that you can be indwelled by the Holy Spirit again, so that you can be led there and led into the truth and hear what God is really saying to you, not just through your sense knowledge reasoning, but through revelation knowledge. God revealing to you who he is and who you are and who we are, so that we can begin to walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Listen, you got to stay in the house. You got to stay in the word. You got to continue. Listen, when you hear the gospel of the kingdom, that's where the seed that fall by on stony ground. What do you mean? They hear the word of God, they receive it, but they don't have much root in on the inside of them. And it spring up for a little while, but when the sun come up or something like that, man, it choke the little plant out and it don't grow. Why? Because it don't have no root system. It don't have no good root system. It ain't rooted in the word. It ain't continuing the word. You hear the word of God. You're like you do. You go to church and you hear the word of God, boy. And on Sundays, man, you get all stirred up in your emotions and everything else and feel good and come back and talk about how good church was. But then after that, man, you don't meditate in the word. You don't get in the word. You don't study the word. You don't read the word. You'll be more preoccupied with the cares of this world than you do in the word of God. That's why I say you got to stay in the house. You just can't hear the word of God. You got to continue to hear the word of God. Continue. You got to continue in the, and he said, you got to abide in the vine and let the vine abide in you. That's how you grow. Most people, they don't abide. They just go to church on Sunday, man, and don't pick up the Bible no more, or don't even study the Bible. Most Christians don't even know the word of God. They don't know the word. They don't know the word for themselves. So if you don't know the word for yourself, then you have very little, man, understanding. Why? Because you got to stay in the house. You got to continue in the word. You got to. You don't just seek the kingdom of God and then one day and that's it. No, you got to stay in there and keep growing in there and keep, man. Why? Because that's how it comes. It comes by faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Man. You got to stay rooted in the word of God. You got to stay grounded in the word of God. You got to be constantly fellowshipping with God. Because when you're fellowshipping with God, man, and communing with God and walking and talking with God, that's how you grow. That's how your relationship grows. And in your relationship grow, boy, it's going to be like looking into a mirror. You're going to conform to that same image and likeness that God is speaking to your heart. See, listen, boy, when you hear, you can get a little faith by hearing what I say, but, boy, when you hear what the Spirit of the Lord say to you about what I'm saying, then your faith can skyrocket then. Because you'll start hearing yourself say what God says. Because you'll be lining up your words with what the Holy Spirit is telling you. And when you start hearing yourself say what God say, then your faith can grow leaps and bounds. Then, or you can grow, your faith can grow a little bit by hearing what I'm saying. That's why I told you, boy, it's more, way more important for you to know, boy, that, boy, there's a Holy Spirit that's available to you. And those of you who perhaps don't know about the Holy Spirit or his purpose and everything else, boy, you need to, that's why I say if you continue in the word, you're going to know the truth. And the truth, man, going to set you free from all those to serve the true and living God. And you grow up, boy, in the kingdom of God, man. From a little bitty baby. See, right now, most Christians, they don't know how to live in the kingdom of God. They don't know nothing about it because they don't know how to walk and live kingdom life. They're like little bitty babies, little carnal-minded Christians. Still rule, man, by their five-sense reasoning. Because they don't have the revelation. Only way you don't have the revelation, boy, because you ain't yielded to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's going to lead and guide you into the truth. The truth is the reality, the revelation of God's word. Hallelujah. Let me read something else to you. Let me show you what the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, what it is. In fact, just let me read a little bit more. It's in the book of Romans. Say, for what the law could not do and that it was weak through the flesh, Romans chapter 8, verse 3. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit the things of the Spirit. That's what I'm telling you, boy. If you're walking after the Spirit, man, and seeking the kingdom of God and staying in the house and fellowshipping with God and awakening to righteousness, man, it say, boy, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind, that's the sense rule mind. That's the five sense reasons. If all your understanding is just coming from there, then that's carnal mind. And the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot really please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man who have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, then the body is dead because of sin. No, we were crucified with Christ. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. Glory to God. What that is, that's the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. That's the word that he come proclaiming, boy, and the life that's in what he was saying, the gospel of, not just the gospel of him, but the gospel that he preached, the good news about you. We preach the good news about him. Where the church preached majority of the church preached the good news about him, but he was preaching the good news about you and I. That as he is, so are we. That as the Father sent him, so he gonna send us. That the work that he did shall we do also, and even greater work shall we do. Because he's gonna send back, boy, the Holy Spirit, and instead of boy being one little son of God up on the earth, they're going to be a whole bunch of sons of God up on the earth, ruling and reigning, kings and priests, not just spiritual figures and operating in our priesthood. That's all our rituals and our ceremonies and our church service and all that. And don't misunderstand me, man. All those are good things and very much needed in us to operate in, man. But, boy, that's a means to an end. What's the end, man? Until, boy, we grow in the grace of God. One day there ain't going to be no more apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and bishops and all those ties that we fall up under. One day there ain't going to be no more church as we know it. But until then, boy, we're going to occupy until he comes. But, boy, let me tell you something, boy. One day, boy, you're going to know as you are known. And one day you're going to have no need for nobody to teach you, man, nothing. For you shall know yourself. Why? For the Holy Spirit, glory to God. So as we grow up into the things of God, then you know God for yourself. Hallelujah. And boy, you just become, boy, who you already are. Boy, mighty man and mighty woman, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Listen, ruling and reigning in life. Instead of life dictating to us, boy, we flipping the script and we doing the dictating. Just like Jesus was doing. He didn't let circumstance or situation or something dictate to him. He dictated to him. Even when they say Lazarus, man, your boy is sick, man, he went on about his evangelistic meetings, man. He didn't let that circumstance situation dictate to him. Even when the people was hungry, boy, they had been out there following him and they didn't have nothing to eat, he didn't let that dictate to him. Even what the people were saying about him, all the negative things that they were saying about him and condemning him and all that other stuff, even crucifying him, he didn't let that dictate to him. He didn't let even the death on the cross dictate to him. In fact, he told him, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I raise it back up again. What was he doing? He was dictating to the circumstance, situation, and something in his life. How was he doing it? Through the word of life. Hallelujah. The law of the Spirit of life. What he was doing, how was he ruling and reigning with his words? And he wasn't speaking no any kind of word, for he had the word of God in his mouth. I told you, he said, I only say what I see, what I hear my Father say. He started speaking what God said about it. You had to first find out what God said and then put that in your mouth. I told you, boy, you want to make your way prosperous and have good success and have a good life in the kingdom of God over in the promised land. Yeah. He said, don't let this book of the law, don't let my word depart out of your mouth. Find out what I say and put that in your mouth. And meditate in it day and night. Don't just men read your Bible men once a week, but meditate in it day and night. Ponder that. Go over that. Think about that. Renew your mind to that, man. Repent. That's what repent is, man. Changing your way of thinking. How about meditating in the Word of God? And lying, boy, that will become your way of thinking. When you're thinking the thoughts of God. Listen, that don't just happen, man, you know, all by itself. You got a role to play, what? I told you, boy, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who was walking not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Why? Who walking after that? Who going after that? Who seeking the kingdom of God? I ain't talking about haphazardly. I'm talking about first. And everything that we have need of, boy, that you're trying to get in life, it don't matter what it is. Spirit, soul, and body. Great relationship, great home, great marriage, great fulfillment of life, healing, health, prosperity, everything that you have need of. Spirit, soul, and body. That'll be added unto us on a daily basis. Day by day by day. Why? Because your Heavenly Father know that we have need of all those things. But he's able to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all those things will be added unto us. But the problem again, other boy, you don't know. If we knew about what was behind that door, all the benefits, all the products that's ours, that's freely been given to us by our Father in heaven, if we knew what was behind the door, see, we know all about the door. Jesus said, I'm the door. But boy, what he was preaching was all the things that was behind the door. Fulfillment of life, happiness, peace, joy, righteousness, sovereign reign, identity, fulfillment. I keep saying the fulfillment of purpose in life, fulfillment of life. Why? By, boy, finding out your purpose and destiny and walking in it, man. Living fulfilled lives. Being them, not just saying that we mighty men and women of the Most High God, but being those mighty men and women of the Most High God, not just overnight. That ain't going to happen overnight. That become a way of life. We grow into that. Just like we grew into this way of life that we are right now. And, boy, if we don't like where we are right now, boy, you come on into the kingdom, boy, and begin to put the kingdom of God in your number one priority. Well, how you do that, Arthur? Father, let your kingdom come. Show me your kingdom. That's the first step right there. Seek the kingdom. When you go to God, don't go to God and tell God what you want him to do. But you go to God and tell God, Lord, show me about your kingdom. How you get in your kingdom, Lord? What's all this about your kingdom, Father? You said seek first the kingdom, Lord. Boy, go and ask God, man, to show you about the kingdom. So you've been asking, but you've been praying, but you've been praying amiss. That means you pray, but you pray wrong. You got your priorities in line. You go to God and tell him, man, what you need for your food, you eat, what you're going to drink, how you're going to live, and everything else, and happiness and joy and peace and relationship and everything else. And say, your Father know that you have need of all those things. So get your priorities in line. And if you get your priorities in line, then all them things will be added unto us. You'll find what you're looking for in life. Because what you're looking for in life and the fulfillment of life that you're looking for in life, that ain't in this world system. That's in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And here's the key once again. When you come on in there, then, you know, and apply the blood of Jesus Christ over your life, that's coming on into the kingdom. And then when you get into the word, that's eating the roast lamb. And then, boy, here's the main thing. Stay in the house. Hallelujah. Do what, boy? Stay in the house. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the word of God. Don't let it depart from your mouth, man. Meditate in it day and night. Keep seeking the kingdom of God, boy. Keep asking God to show you and everything else. And, boy, see how God revolutionized your life and begin to take us from glory to glory to glory to glory. Listen, my time is about up here, y'all. And I trust that through these words of exhortation, that's my gift, to come and exalt you in the body of Christ, in the things of God's kingdom in your life. And I pray that this broadcast is a blessing to your life, and those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. As always, as I close this broadcast, boy, there's an invitation that's going out to all of us, boy. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Listen, my wife, Gail, and I, we love you with the love of the Lord and my family, my children. And we pray God's blessing upon your life. Be it unto you according to the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. I love you with the love of the Lord. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.